Blog Talk Radio.
I know you feel like giving in, but don't break. I have equipped you with everything you need to be straight. Hold the weight on your shoulders like the cross on the back of Christ. Put your faith in me and everything is gonna be alright. I know you feel like giving in, but don't break. I have equipped you with everything you need to be straight. Hold the weight on your shoulders like the cross on the back of Christ. Put your faith in me and everything is gonna be alright. I'm only human, forgive me for what I'm doing, trying to be a new man, but I can't seem to keep it moving. I keep looking back, hoping I don't turn into a thought pillar like the wife of Lot. Look how living in the past did her. I love my wife and kids, God help me lead them out. Turn this house into a happy home like Papa's talking about. Cause we unstable up and down, going round and round. When I think I'm up, I wake up looking at the clouds, laying on my back, trying to get up on my feet. Every time I think I'm strong, when it's on, I get weak. I give in to the pressure of anger and frustration, addicted to burning trees and leaves for relaxation. Hate to admit it, but yep, that's idolatry. I try to fool myself by saying you put it down here for me. Silly me for thinking I can find peace in this earth instead of in you, when you've been keeping me since birth. I know you feel like giving in, but don't break. I have equipped you with everything you need to be straight. Hold the weight on your shoulders like the cross on the back of Christ. Put your faith in me and everything is gonna be alright. I know you feel like giving in, but don't break. I have equipped you with everything you need to be straight. Hold the weight on your shoulders like the cross on the back of Christ. Put your faith in me and everything is gonna be alright. Catch my breath, cause I gotta get this off my chest. It really don't make sense to hold back, cause I'm on this track, let me confess. I am filthy in my flesh, but my spirit wants to be blessed. Part of me is saying no, the other side is saying yes. I can't fake it any longer, Lord, I ain't got it together. So I'm coming back to you, cause only you can make me better. Whatever it takes to break these chains, I'ma break them off. Sick and tired of these limitations, watch me take them off. God, I'm trying to be cool, but these got me by the act of fool too. I know you feel like giving in, but don't break. I have to put you in everything you need to be straight. Hold your weight on your shoulders like a cross on the back of Christ. Put your faith in me and everything is gonna be alright. I know you feel like giving in, but don't break. I have to put you in everything you need to be straight. Hold your weight on your shoulders like a cross on the back of Christ. Put your faith in me and everything is gonna be alright.
KOBG Music Group presents King Oasis. The spirit gives life.
The life is found in the spirit. The spirit gives life. The life is found in the spirit. The spirit gives life. The life is found in the spirit. The spirit gives life. Don't want to hear it, but Christ, he is the life. The flesh promised nothing, but the spirit gives life. Gotta tell you, this life is only found in Christ. Just stay on shine. But if it's dark inwardly, what's the purpose for living? Where are we going? What are we doing? Are we even giving? Got people sleeping on the streets, even some children can't eat. Don't forget where he brought you from, cause you could be back there next week. Set your cares on things above, we all need love. Be wise as serpents, but harmless as little white doves. What you gain, you get the world, but you lose your soul. God is the truth, not offering you a fake pot of gold. The life is found in the spirit. The spirit gives life. The life is found in the spirit. The spirit gives life. The life is found in the spirit. The spirit gives life. Don't wanna hear it, but Christ, he is the life. The life is found in the spirit. The spirit gives life. The life is found in the spirit. found in the spirit. The spirit gives life. The life is found in the spirit. The spirit gives life. Don't wanna hear it, but Christ, he is the life. Backwards world we live in, president making wrong calls. Is he really? Lord knows, I ain't studying man-made laws. Like the title of this song, and the truth of it too. The flesh is death, the spirit gives life. So what you gonna do? Cause I'm gonna go ahead and snap while I'm buzzing this rap. I made the whole world for us, why we treat him like crap. Living our lives to the full, man, that's some bull. How we enjoying life, but when it comes to heaven, ain't no fool. Want the truth, then don't come around me, cause I'm giving it out raw, and it's uncut as you can see, and as long as God got my back, I'm gonna keep it cracking. Don't get mad at me cause it's Satan and sin that I'm attacking. The life is found in the spirit gives life. The life is found in the spirit gives life. The life is found in the spirit gives life. Don't wanna hear it, but Christ, he is the light. The life is found in the spirit gives life. The life is found in the spirit gives life. The life is found in the spirit gives life. Don't wanna hear it, but Christ, he is the light. Look, they poor over there, let's take advantage of them. Give them $1 million deal and they make their music sound like him. And him and her, no creativity in the mix, nowhere, not thinking for ourselves. Man, yeah, I went there. Y'all behind the scenes tripping, can't take hip-hop from us, cause it's still real ripping, leaving your money and deals in the dust. And this one right here, man, he's all about the Christ. So you might see me coming, but you better think twice. Just tell me like it is, you done heard it all before. Jesus coming back on you, don't let him close the door. Jesus is real and he ain't no punk and he ain't soft neither. Take it from this black male that met him and became a believer.
Yes,
the life is found in the spirit gives life. The life is found in the spirit gives life. The life is found in the spirit gives life. Don't wanna hear it, but Christ, he is the light. The life is found in the spirit gives life. The life is found in the spirit gives life. The life is found in the spirit gives life. Don't wanna hear it, but Christ, he is the light.
I just apologize for losing my temper and getting all out of character, God. And I even had nerve to get a phone number the other day, Lord. And I just know that ain't how Christians are supposed to act, Lord. I didn't mean to jaywalk, Lord. I need somebody to just come to me and be real, God. And let me know am I still loved.
Yeah. Hey, man. We're about to have a meeting over here, man.
Okay.
You're welcome to come. No, no. Don't be afraid, man.
Wait.
Come on over. Everybody ready? Alright, look. Good evening, outcast. How are you this evening? I'm verbal to mouthpiece, and this is the Speak Easy. Welcome to the album. Welcome to New Breed. Welcome to the real. Welcome controversy. Kingdom, if you're tired of being hurt, if you've been kicked out of the church cause of the length of your skirt, or you ain't tucking your shirt cause that ain't how your mind works. They told you you couldn't cut it and wouldn't find your worth. And all of your life, you girl, there's gotta be more. Burning desires inside that won't be ignored. Come out of the whirlwind, control the tailspin. This is the rebellion, and you can let yourself in. We rebels with the cause, he's taking us all falls. So be not afraid, but speak like you told Paul. And hold not that peace, we tearing down the wall. The Generation X, away with those beasts. Ain't no Generation X. They ain't ready for this, but we don't need their approval. Cause tomorrow never comes. Hey, we no longer the future. We the present surprise. It'll open up y'all eyes, make the world much better in a way that is clever. But before we can do that, we gotta first come together. So tell a friend about the album. Tell them to come see me. love your credit history. Come on now. God still loves you, man. You can't make this right, you know?
So you mean telling me I got a baby out of wedlock? And God still want me?
Mic check 1212. What's cracking? What's happening? And how are you? You are tuned into When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. We appreciate you tuning in. I'm your homie, Oasis, aka Joshua, aka a follower of Christ in 2022. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah, from Generation X, Hip Hop Generation. Yeah. Still up in here. Today's topic, why do we suffer and they prosper? Yeah, this one, hip-hop meets the Christ. Today's topic, why do we suffer and they prosper? You know what I'm talking about? Man. Yeah, why do followers of Christ suffer, but the wicked, evil ones prosper? Got it all good, huh? They the ones came up with the saying, it's all good, ain't it? Remember this, though. A just man, a just human, falls 7 times and rises back up again, though. Scratch the record on that. We got to get this. Yeah, set the broadcast on fire right now. Yeah, this the word of God. That's how I do. But remember this. Yeah, today's topic. Hold on. Let me go back. Let me rewind a little bit. You are tuned into When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. All right? I am your homie, Oasis. Today's topic, why do we suffer and they prosper? Why do followers of Christ suffer in this world, but the wicked, evil ones prosper in this world? Mm-hmm. Remember this, a just human, a just man, a just human falls 7 times and rises back up, though. That's for the just one. Falls 7 times and rises back up, but the wicked shall fall into mischief. It don't say the wicked gonna rise back up. And that's in Proverbs chapter 24, verse 16. You know what I'm talking about? So yeah, I like that. So this is what we have to do. All right, cue the music back. Cue the music back up. Okay. This is what we have to do. We must be patient with God. We must pray. We must use faith in God. Yeah, we must hope in God. We must trust God. Yeah, wait on God. I repeat that. We must be patient with God. We must pray. Continue to pray. Yeah, be patient. Mm-hmm. Use faith in God at all times. Yeah, hope in God at all times. We must trust God at all times. And wait on God patiently. Yeah, Jesus is coming. Come, Lord Jesus. This is When Hip Hop Meets Christ. Let's pray. Father, thank you for waking us up this morning. Thank you for bringing us to this point where we are in our lives. Thank you, Father, for always, always being in control. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your grace. thank you most of all for your love and letting us receive your love and then showing us your love and then showing your love through us to others. Father, continue to have your way. Let us continue to submit to you and resist the devil and make him flee. Let us continue to deny ourselves, take up our crosses, and follow you, Lord Jesus, all the way through life into eternity, Father. You lead us and you guide us in the name of Jesus. You get all the glory, all of the glory from our lives. Thank you for this topic. Thank you for these scriptures, Father. Thank you. Yeah, you the life. Jesus, you the life. We need you. Have your way in the name of Jesus, I pray and I thank you. Amen. Yeah, we up in here. This is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. We appreciate you tuning in. We record live Tuesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern. Tuesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern. Hip Hop and Jesus. Yeah, that's what it is. Future. Well, I guess now and the future. Yeah. All right. Hip Hop and Jesus. Hip Hop Bible Study, little buddy. You know what I'm talking about? Started off with that as Teaching Tuesdays. But every Tuesday, on Tuesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, we are on this Bible study. All right. We also record live Saturdays with topics from the all-knowing one, like today. Why do we suffer and they prosper? There are topics from the all-knowing one, the Bible. Yeah, God is the all-knowing one. So Saturdays at 11 a.m., we're recording live. All right? We have a call-in number that only works when we are recording live. So if you want to speak, if you want to just listen through the phone or what have you, take your earbuds on you, on the go, whatever you got to do, hey, we up through there. All right? You can listen live or from the archives. We appreciate you tuning in. The call-in number, 563-999-3702. 563-999-3702. Yeah, we are an interactive worldwide broadcast. An interactive worldwide broadcast over here. You get prayer. You get that worship cracking and praise cracking. We're about to get into that in a few. We got these scriptures on deck. We're going to get into that too for this broadcast over with, because that's where our faith comes from. And we get our problem solved by doing what the word says. Yeah, the thing that we get our faith from, which is God's word, when we hear it and we do what he says, that's how we are successful. And we get our problems solved by doing what he says. So this is faith and action. This is not faith without works. That's dead. This is faith and action over here. And I'm, you know, so enthusiastic and I'm excited. I'm ready to get into the topic for the day because I had to go through some tests, man. And it came up with this topic, but, you know, it's going to help whoever listening. Once we see that, you know, we don't be the only ones going through things, and this is why we do go through things. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, this is why we do go through things. This is how God make us. All right? But, yeah, we're going to get there. Let's get our minds and our hearts right and get ready to worship God. We're going to worship God, our Father, in the spirit and in the truth. And we're going to praise him, too. That right? So, yeah, we get our mind on him, get our heart on him. You know, we listen to the song. We can move, praise, and dance, and you can throw your hands up, you know what I'm saying, and hallelujah, and worship, whatever you got to do. All right? We're just going to celebrate him during this time. Yeah, thanking him, worshiping him, because we realize worshiping him is the way we live unto him anyway. You know, every day, that's how we do it. We worship God. This is no religion over here. This is God. We worship in him. We got our faith in him. All right, so right now we're just going to get into this worship and praise segment of the broadcast here. Play some songs. Yeah, get your mind on God. Yeah, let your heart start thanking God and appreciating God for what he has done so far in your life. And guess what? The best is yet to come in the name of Jesus. Yeah, yeah. From God. Hallelujah. All day. This is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. I am your homie Oasis. And it's time for us to worship God, our Father, in the spirit and in the truth. Appreciate you tuning in.
Just to be close to you.
Come on, sing it like you mean it.
Just to be close to you.
To the King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
Just to be close to you.
everybody singing,
just to be close to you.
Hey, yeah.
Just to be close to you.
Hey, yeah.
Just to be close to you. Hear my
satisfied, paid a lot of prices and so many nights I cried. In my time of desperation came a simple revelation, and that was all I ever really wanted was you. Thought I wanted money, now I thought I wanted fame. Oh my, thought it would fulfill me. That's until it finally came. Then I sweetly heard you begging me, and it only took 1 second to see all I ever really wanted was you, yeah. There were times I didn't know what
I wanted you,
said I didn't know what
to think of you.
But when I turned around and turned and found you were there all the time. But you loved me till you loved me to the truth. Yes, you
loved me like you.
If there were a moral to the things that I have learned, yes, it would be to follow love every move and every turn. In the time of second chances, what I found at second glances is that all I ever really wanted was you, yeah. There were times I didn't know what
I wanted you,
I didn't know what
to think of you.
But when I turned around and turned and found you were there all the time. I didn't know what
to go,
said I didn't know what
I wanted to know.
But then you love me till you love me to the truth. Yeah, you love me like you. Yeah, if there were a moral for the things that I have learned, oh, it would be to follow love every move and every turn. For in time of second chances, while I'm bound at second glances, is that all I ever really wanted? You know I found in you. Oh, all I ever really wanted, somehow I know it's you. Oh my, you know I found in you. Yeah, 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 yeah. All I ever really wanted, somehow I know it's true now.
I'm an old, you my help, I'm an old, yes, sir. I like that one. We had to take that one back. That was a throwback right there. Yes, sir. That's what I'm talking about. You are tuned into When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Appreciate you tuning in. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. However you tuned in, we up in the building, man. Hold on. Wait. All right. There we go. But yeah, man. Just finished worshiping, praising God, our Father, in the spirit and in the truth. Yeah. So, today's topic. Y'all ready? Why do we suffer and they prosper? Who is we and who is they? Who is us and who is them? Why do followers of Christ suffer in this world? But the wicked, evil ones prosper. We're going to get into it. It's all based on the word of God. Yeah, man needs God. God don't need man. But man needs God. And that's the truth. So yeah, man, appreciate everybody tuning in. This is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Remember this, the call-in number, it only works when we are recording live. We record live Tuesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern on the Hip Hop Bible Study, little buddy. And on Saturdays, we record live at 11 a.m. Eastern with the topics like we're doing right now. Why do we suffer and they prosper? So yeah, 11 a.m. on Saturdays. But here's the call-in number. It only works when we are recording live, all right? And you can listen that way, or you can speak. Press 1 to speak. The call-in number is 563-999-3702. Again, that's 563-999-3702. Push 1 only if you want to speak. You can also listen on the go. Take your earbuds with you. You know what I'm talking about? Live. Or you can listen from the archives at any time. Google When Hip Hop Meets the Christ and tune in. You know what I'm talking about? For sure. Thank you. We appreciate you. Also, yeah, you can give. Yeah, donations are accepted. But the giving is for you. You give. Yeah, Jesus told all of us, give and it shall be given. That go for all of us, me included. Give and it shall be given unto you. Good measure. I want the good measure. Press down. I want that good measure. Then I want that good measure pressed down. Shaking together. I want that shaking together. Get more in there. See what I'm saying? And running over. See, we want that part, but we don't want to do the first part, which is give, huh? Uh-huh. Oh, we're trying to get some money now. This is giving. God loves cheerful givers. Okay? That's what this is about. Humans giving. All right? Yeah, but you give. This is what Jesus said. Give and it will be given unto you. Good measure. That good measure going to be pressed down. It's already a good measure. Going to press that down, right? Going to shake that together, right? To get more in there. And then it says, and running over. Shall men give unto you in your bosom. For the same measure that you use, it shall be measured back to you. So cheerful givers, stand up. And remember this. Yeah, I'm a cheerful giver. I am. And remember this. All right? You can give over here. When Hip Hop Meets the Christ at Hotmail. When Hip Hop Meets the Christ at Hotmail on PayPal. When Hip Hop Meets the Christ at Hotmail on PayPal, and Joshua Oasis Grant on that Cash App, all right? Joshua Oasis Grant. But that's how we do it, man. Chill for givers. Stand up. I pay my tithes and offering, too. All right. Believe that. I still do that. I don't care what they talking about. I go by what the word says. It's different when you got a relationship with God. You want to hear what he's saying, and you want to do what he's saying. You understand, and that helps you overstand. We're more than conquerors. That's overstanding. More than conquerors through him that loves us. Yep. We're greater is he that's in us than he that's in the world. Uh-huh. Well, how about that one? So, yeah, that's how we overstand with God. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, let's keep it moving, man. We going down to the Knock 'em Down segment of the broadcast. This is where I have to find my theme music. And this is also God versus any issue. Any problem, any concern that we have as humans, any issue that you have, think about it. Any problem that you have, you got it? Any concern that you have, humans? All right, you got that? Now, bring that and put that before God, right? And he'll bring you out victorious. Uh-oh, yeah. Yeah. Any God versus any issue, any problem, any concern of humans equals victory for the humans. Mm-hmm. Yeah, if we let God take care of it. This is also the little segment that I let the thin skin and warn the thin skin folks to easily offend it. That's thin skin. Oh, why he say that? Ooh, yeah. Mm-hmm. The truth. If you can take the truth, you're going to be in here. All right? So the word is living, so you should feel this word when it's going forth. I'm talking about that's for everybody who's listening. You should feel it. But the thin skin, ooh, the itching ears. This ain't no Q-tip preaching over here. I don't preach for no itching ears. This is the fire of God. I preach for the glory of God. I submit to God. All right, so thin skin and itching ears. Here is your chance to either leave and go find something else to do with yourself, or you can repent and stay in here and get this Jesus with the rest of us. You know what I'm talking about? Here go the theme music that I found.
Oh!
Hold on.
Hey!
Yes, sir.
We are now at this time calling all challengers, haters, and skeptics to your stations, please. The arena will reopen shortly. We are all subsequent witnesses to the greatest showdown history has ever known. Due to past indiscretions, knives and stabbing weapons are now prohibited. Guns and things that don't move are now prohibited. And those with thin skin are advised to attend at your own risk. Are we understood? Yeah, I used to think that it was safe to send my kids to school, but now I disapprove of half of what they listen to. They teach the Bible as unreliable, ambitious rules, they're screaming no missionaries, and yet I see it very clearly that they be on the mission too. What can a Christian do when half the population's under mass indoctrination? Classrooms are turned to fixing schools. Get your mind right, learn to think your lies right. They hit you with the
side swipe before the food. Yeah. So yeah, man. My issue, my concern, it ain't no problem, but I'm ready to get into these scriptures for the day, so that's what we about to do. We about to go ahead and, matter of fact, we're going to play one song, and then we're going to get into the scriptures for today, all right? Yeah, and the first scripture we're going to jump into will be James chapter 1, all right? Well, let's play this song, and then we'll come right back, and then we'll get into the scriptures for today's topic, which is, why do we suffer and they prosper? What you talking about, Willis? Okay, let me say it right. What you talking about, Oasis? Mm-hmm. Why do the followers of Christ suffer in this world, but the wicked and evil ones prosper in this world? Huh? Most rich folk, evilism? Okay, hold on. Let's play this.
I swear to tell the truth. The whole truth and nothing but soul in war. Yeah.
Okay, you know that war, missionaries in the military, walking dead, spitting life to them obituary. Now I see the light, my history blackened in February. Got across the carry, see the sign, no Aries. Kill the visionaries, never the vision, no dictionary. Check the words to look up my definition. Cut the head off my brother, they gon' be slicing forever. We don't die, we multiply, we got life is forever. What happened to Ebola? Stealing our attention, start repenting terrorists on their way. They killing Christians, Sharia law. Either praise Allah, or sayonara, conform to the Quran. Can that women kill the sons? War on American soil, the teacher boys. Trying to control the world, starting with controlling all. Yeah, I think I'm in the house now. Then they want me to shut my mouth down. But we just getting louder. Never seen Jesus, you ain't never seen power. Blood out the head, homie, step into the shower. Jesus paid the price and now I'm bought like a vow. And it's well unfortunate, I should be gone. Should've died in the wilderness, deep wrong. Oh man, that's realer than 10 decades. And Jesus reign, no clouds, rain 50 shades. From the home of the slave, Almighty Dollar Pyramid on it. Hello Americana. Skin color still matter, can't sweep it under the rug. They can set your life away if you look like a thug. But these rappers don't say that I should live like a thug. They pay from ignorance, yes they setting me up. Elephants in the room, we got puppets in office. Pinocchio passing laws, it's time to take off our crosses. Soul at war, missionaries in the military. Kingdom in my blood and that's hereditary. And we got it out the mud, got it out the valley. Dry bones who got life, so we for real happy. Just post bail happy, got me out of dark place. But God, I was playing games, arcade. Thought I was safe, was far away from it. Love seeing more than I loved him, still running. One day God changed me, I could feel something. Seen a lot, heard a lot, why you still running? Still time on the clock, you can still come in. And you can still come in.
soul at war. I know your soul at war. Everybody's soul at war.
Mic check, 1-2-1-2. This is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Shout outs to you, much love to you, appreciate you tuning in. Yes sir, yes man, we up in here. Today's topic, why do we suffer and they prosper? Yeah, why do followers of Christ suffer, but the wicked ones, the wicked and evil ones prosper already? James chapter 1, that's where I told you we're going, right? Alright, so if you're ready, you should be there. James chapter number 1, go there. Give you a few seconds to get there. James chapter 1. And if you can't get there, you don't get there before I do or while I'm doing it, we got plenty of scriptures, you know what I'm talking about, for you to follow along with us. So don't be in despair. Yes sir, Christ Jesus is here. Alright y'all, like I made that round, man. Alright man, so James chapter number 1, that's in the New Testament, after Hebrews 2, his way is going toward the back. James. James chapter number 1. I think we got one verse from over here. But we may be back over there in James. These scriptures, man. Yeah, we will be back over there in James. But we're going to get one scripture from over there right now. James chapter number 1. Let's read, starting off reading at verse 2. It says, my brethren, yeah, sister and two, they go for you. A better word, my believers, yes sir. My fellow believers, my fellow followers of Christ Jesus. All right, so my brethren, count it all joy. What? Count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations, when you fall into different temptations or different situations, yeah, that tempt you to get angry or tempt you to go off of whatever kind of feeling you're feeling at that moment. So count it all joy when you fall into diverse, that's different temptations or different tests, different trials. Because look at the next verse. I said we were going to read one verse, didn't I? We might as well go ahead and read it. Verse 3 says, knowing this, so count it all joy when you fall into different temptations. Like, count it all joy. It can be done because he said do it. So we got to reach for it. Yeah, anybody can complain, but how can you count it all joy? That's what makes us, what we said earlier, more than conquerors, right? Through him that loves us. So, my brethren, my fellow believers, followers of Christ, count it all joy when you fall into different tests or different trials of life. Verse 3 says, knowing this, that the trying of your faith, yeah, your faith has to be tried. God going to try your faith. It's real. Yeah, he's going to try it. Just like man tries gold in the fire or, yeah, to make sure it's pure and real. Burn all the impurities off. So God try our faith in his fire. Knowing this, you got to know this. Count it all joy. Know this too, that the trying of your faith, when God testing your faith, it works patience. Everything works out for the good, remember? Yeah. And when you love God and when you about his business in your life, yeah, he works everything out for your good. Now that's a great place to praise him and say hallelujah and thank you. Right there, because knowing that God works everything out for your good, even the bad stuff, even the stuff that the devil, the evil one, tries to go you know, use against you, God still worked that out for your good, because God is the Almighty. God is the all-powerful one. Satan is not the all-powerful one. Evil is not the Almighty. No. The devil is already defeated by God the Almighty through Jesus the Christ, his only begotten Son. Oh, you're preaching the Holy Ghost. I hear you all up in here. So we in James chapter 1, couldn't stop at verse 2. We had to go to verse 3, and we finna go to verse 4. So James chapter 1, verse 3 says, oh, matter of fact, let's go back to verse 2, because this is, we got to get this in our head, in our mind, this, get this mind set right, and in our heart. Now, this is counted our joy. When you fall into these different temptations and these different tests and trying of your faith, it says counted our joy. However, it's going to be a struggle. You know what to do, but when it's time to do it, because it's something right here, it don't feel good when your faith is getting tested. Verse 3, knowing this, it don't feel good, so that's why you got to get your mind right, get your heart right. Count it all joy. Go for that. That's the goal when I'm going through stuff. And I know that God working all things for my good. Knowing this, that the trying of your faith works patience. God tests your faith. And while he is testing your faith, it's going to work patience out in you. And we need patience in this world. You see this? That's why this is no religion. If you do this, you will get patience. This world ain't been patient since the microwave. Well, yeah, that's instant right there, right? But I guess they was impatient before that, because that's why they made the microwave. Uh-oh. Yes, sir. Burnt them. Yes, sir. Yes. Oh, verse 4. James chapter 1. Verse 4 says, but let patience, check this out. I told you, they don't feel good, but you got to count it all joy. Knowing God working. And guess what? God rooting for you, like cheerleading. Cheerleading for you in your life all the way. So you can't blame him for nothing. Even though he can control everything, but that ain't how he work. He don't work how we think he should work. But he do what he do. And it's the best thing. So verse 4 says, but let patience have her perfect work. So it's a level past patience. And I've learned it's levels in patience. Levels. Like different, onions got different layers. Yeah, deep. So patience. Like an onion. Yeah, so it make you cry sometimes. Yes, sir. It got different levels to it. That patience. Because the trying of your faith, when your faith getting tested, God is going to test your faith by fire. So don't think your life is going crazy when it's going crazy. Listen, don't think it's going crazy. When it is going crazy, don't think it's going crazy, because that's when you got to think it's all joy. Uh-oh. Yes, sir. See, that's how the word works. Yeah, he's going crazy, but I'm going to count it all joy, because the Bible told me already to count it all joy when I fall into different temptations. What's a temptation? Read it at first. Knowing that the trying of your faith works patience. Now, it's a different kind of temptation, too, that the devil used, but this ain't what God used. All right? So the trying of your faith works patience. Once you let your faith get tried in God and let him try it all the way, because I learned to God, I'm talking about the reason we can't complain and all that when God is working, because God just like, hey, man, let me work. You see what I'm saying? You told me to have my way, right? Let me work then, bro. And this is what you do. Get some patience. Yeah, I'm working your faith. I'm trying your faith, testing your faith out. It's going to work patience. And then you got to let patience have her perfect work. You got to let patience have her perfect work. Because when God be trying our faith, we want to jump out the fire too quick. But we won't eat no food that's not done all the way. We wouldn't take a cake out of the oven or a pie out of the oven and drink the cake or the pie, right? Because you're going to leave it in there so it can cook. That's what God be doing. Stay in here till I finish with you, cuz. Quit jumping out the way. Yeah, we got to be patient with God, remember? Yeah, we got to be patient with God. One day to God is 1,000 years to humans. And this is in the scriptures. I believe we're going to get to that, too. Yeah, be patient with God. And 1,000 years of us is one day to God. So you got to be patient with God, humans. You got to pray. Humans, you got to pray. Hey, humans, you got to use faith in God, humans. Yeah. You got to hope in God, humans. You got to trust God, humans, and wait on God. You know why? Jesus is coming. And we saying, because the Spirit saying through us, come, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Yeah, James chapter 1, and we done got stuck. I said we going to read one verse, and we read three of them, and we ain't even finished. But I'm going to start over at 2, 3, and 4. James chapter 1, verses 2 through 4. Let's get it. My brethren, you following Christ, he talking to you. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into different temptations. You want to follow Christ? Come on over here. This is good stuff. You can count it all joy when you start going through stuff in life. Now, knowing this, this is how you count it all joy. Knowing this, that God is trying your faith. The trying of your faith works patience. God trying to get you patient. Oh, hallelujah. Verse 4 says, but let patience have her perfect work too, that you may be perfect. Yeah, not saying you're going to get everything correct, but you're going to be perfect, right? And entire. You're going to be whole. Yeah. Love the Lord your God with all of your heart, all of your soul, all of your mind, and all of your strength. You're going to be perfect and entire. Loving him with all of your heart, all of your soul, all of your mind, and all of your strength. That's what Jesus said do. That make you, that's perfect love, right? And then you're going to be entire. And it says wanting nothing. You're going to learn to live, and you're going to be living a fulfilled life. Do you know that the disciples told Jesus to eat something? Yeah. And Jesus replied, I got food that y'all don't know nothing about. He said, my food, yeah, my desire, what I want with my life more than even the natural food that I need for my body is to do the will of my Father. That's what Jesus said. My food is to do the will of my Father. Jesus, you need to eat something. Jesus replied, my food is to do the will of him that sent me. So we got to let patience have her perfect work, that you may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. Like I said, I don't mean you're going to get everything correct, always making 100s. I mean, God can do that now if he choose, okay. But I'm just saying, that don't mean I'm perfect and I'm better than you. No, none of that. You know what I'm talking about? So that's the first thing. Why do we suffer, but they prosper and be comfortable? First things, follower of Jesus Christ, suffer while rejecters of Christ live comfortably, always seem to be at ease. We find out that we going to count this our joy, that God tries our faith, tests our faith to give us patience. You see what I'm saying? Because he ain't in no rush. We living in a world that's in a rush. Yeah, in a rush to get, I'm talking, we was in a rush to run through our childhood and a rush to get into adulthood, weren't we? Now we wish we would have slowed down, so I still remember high school, but I'd be doing my heydays, I guess, I don't know. But now, right now, the best is yet to come. You see what I'm saying? But I still be remembering that. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, patience, man. God gonna give you patience. Let's go to the next scripture, Psalms chapter number 37. Psalm 37. Yeah, know this and do this. Count it all joy. God working on your faith to give you patience by testing you, putting you through these different things in your life that makes you uncomfortable. But you'll be comfortable with him, because he gives you that peace that passes all understanding. But you got to let patience have its perfect work so you can be entire and whole and perfect, wanting nothing. Live a fulfilled life and be able to live like Jesus. When he said, man, I don't need no food, what drives my life is doing what God told me to do. That's what drives, doing what my Father said do. Why are you hating Jesus? He's the perfect example. He is the ultimate example. Psalms chapter number 37, go to verse 7. We're going to read verse 7 and verse 9. Psalms chapter 37, verse 7 says, rest in the Lord. See that? Get your patience, man. He's going to take that stress up off you. He's going to give you some rest. He's going to give you some peace. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Wait patiently. It ain't just by waiting, but it's waiting in expectation too. Like he done did it. If he don't do it, he already did it. Just like that. If he said it, it's done. That's how we got to start seeing it. If he said it, it's done. Jesus said it is finished. He finished it then. Now let's go and walk in these steps, these ordained steps of God, ordered by the Lord. All right, so verse 7, Psalms 37, rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Fret not means stress not, worry not, fret not, worry not. Stress not yourself because of him who prospers in his way. Look at this. See how the Bible talking to you, talking to me? Why do we suffer and they prosper? Look, don't worry about them who prosper in their way because, okay, fret not yourself because of him who prospers in his way, because of the man who brings wicked devices to pass. Don't worry about him bringing the wicked devices to pass. All right? Now, go to verse 9. Look at this. Okay, this is why you don't worry about them. For evildoers, you can't just stop at one verse. Now, I'll be highlighting verses because I know we got time, just a limited amount of time, but you got to spend time with God, get this whole word of God. All right? For evildoers, look at verse 9. This is why you don't worry about them. They're bringing wicked devices to pass. God made them to praise him too, but they want to choose and be wicked and bring wicked devices to pass. So verse 9 says, for evildoers shall be cut off. They ain't going to prosper. They're going to be cut off, but those that wait upon the Lord, they shall inherit the earth. We the ones going to inherit the earth. The wicked shall be cut off. This is Psalm chapter 37, verse 9. That's why we got to be patient. Don't worry about it. Rest in the Lord. Wait patiently for him, knowing that the testing of your faith, it brings patience, right? No, God is not in a rush. God didn't make the instant and anxious. He said, be anxious for nothing. God going to tell you to be patient all the time. Look, one of the fruit of the Spirit is long-suffering. We want to skip that one. Nope, that's one of them, too. Just like love is one, joy is one, peace is one. Long-suffering is one, too. There's nine of them. I named four just now. But we're going to talk about this long-suffering. Yeah, you don't feel good, but then the Bible says count it all joy. So we're going to have to do something. While we ain't feeling good, we're going to have to get our mind and our heart feeling good to count it all joy, because that's what the Bible says. Then over here in Psalm 37, it says, rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. And then it says, don't worry yourself because of him who prospers in his way. Make sure you're not comparing your life to nobody else's life. And it's hard to do that, right? Because we got Twitter and we got Facebook and we got Instagram. We got all this what they call social media. And you see other folks and what they doing, and then you see your life, and you try to line up. And first of all, you ain't them things. We're not children. We learned this when we were children. Don't compare yourself to others. Come on, man. If everybody jumped off the top of the house, you going to jump off too? Yeah, first of all, I ain't going to be on top of the house. Me. See, think for yourself. I'm not going to even be up there. So I'm like, why y'all up there, bro? That's why I'm like, why y'all up there on top of the house? Okay. That's all I'm saying, man. Yeah, we're in the world, but we're not of the world. We got to hear what God is saying. We got to do what he is saying. This makes us successful. Don't worry. Verse 7. Psalms 37. Verse 7. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Don't stress in the Lord. You can't wait patiently if you're stressing, but the word says rest. So if you're stressing, you out of pocket. Humans, that's how we are. Rest in the Lord. Wait patiently for him. Fret not or stress not. Worry not yourself because of him who prospers in his way, because of the man, the human, who brings wicked devices to pass. Verse 9 says, for evildoers shall be cut off, but those that do what this word says, what the word told us to do, wait on the Lord. Okay, so those that wait upon the Lord, they shall inherit the whole earth. And we ain't studying no vaccine that don't work or none of that. It's the waiting that we want. Oh, shout outs to the Christian Writers World in the chat. Let me see what she's saying. It's the waiting that we want God to act quickly, right, as we would. But God gives times to sinners not wanting anyone to be lost. Amen. That's why, that's the whole reason. You're right. That's the whole reason that God is long-suffering. See, we don't even recognize that. You done made me skip off and skip to another scripture. Now, thank you for coming in the chat room, the Christian Writers World. You know what I'm saying? Follow me so I can follow you back, because I write too for God. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, and you drop that because we don't even recognize, first of all, long-suffering is a fruit of the Spirit, and we don't recognize that God is long-suffering. But don't take my word. Let's go to his word. Let's go to his word, man. Let's see how long-suffering is a fruit of the Spirit, and God is long-suffering. Because she just said it, because God gives time to sinners not wanting anyone to be lost. Let's go to the scripture. That says exactly the same thing. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 9. Go there. 2 Peter. Hallelujah. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. That's how you know that real. By the love, and then when God show his power, you know that that's God speaking. Like, man, yeah. Yeah, make you give God some glory. Mm-hmm. Make you give God some glory. Excuse me. So 2 Peter, not 1st. Make sure you're in 2 Peter. Go to chapter 3, verse 9. Let's read it. It says, the Lord. Now remember, he's over heaven. He's over the earth. He's over hell. He's the Lord over the dead and living, right? Because he both died and rose. So the Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men, some humans, count slackness. Yeah. They count his long-suffering, right? They count as he's negligent. He's careless. He's too slow. That what they, this is what men say. That's why we got to read this Bible and get into what it says. It's telling us to wait on him. So the Lord is not slack. He's not neglectful. He's not careless. You know what I'm saying? He ain't taking too long concerning his promise, as some men, some humans, count slackness, but is long-suffering. God, the Lord, is long-suffering to us, right? To us, we're not willing that any should perish. He don't want nobody to perish. That's what she just said. God just said that through her in the chat room. Not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. He want everybody. Even the one to be cussing them out. He want everybody, man. What seems long to us, but to God is, we say, a moment, but a moment, right? One day to God, well, a thousand years to us is one day to God. Yeah, a thousand years for humans equals one day to God. So, yeah, long-suffering is a fruit of the Spirit. It's in Galatians chapter 5 with the rest of them. It comes right after love. We want the love. We want the joy. We want the peace. All them fruit of the Spirit. This is what God is going to produce in you. That's why this is not about religion. The fruit of the Spirit, that's what the Spirit is going to produce in you when you hear what the Word is saying and do it. The Spirit is going to produce the love, the joy, the peace. And then guess what? The long-suffering come after the love, the joy, and the peace. It's a part of it. And like I said, there's nine of them. All right, kindness and gentleness, that's two more. So God is not slack. He's not careless. He ain't taking too long. They count just because Jesus ain't came back yet, they count that against him. Because when they were little children, they heard that because their parents or their grandparents were believing that. And now they done grew up and now they don't believe that no more. Because, man, my mama, my grandma don't believe that Jesus. Well, the scripture is answering itself. The Lord is not slack. He's not taking too long concerning his promise. He want everybody. Jesus came for everybody. God loved the whole world that he wanted. He sent Jesus. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise. And some men, some humans, don't be listening to the humans, men counting slackness against God and counting that as slackness. But the Lord is long-suffering to us humans, even the ones that's counting his long-suffering as slackness, his long-suffering as neglect. All right, if it was a God, why all this evil? Okay, it's an evil. Why you ain't blaming? Why you blaming God for the devil? What the devil doing? First of all, humans, we quick to blame God. All this evil in the world, like, that's the devil doing that, man. God already finished it. We need to see what that's about. It is finished. Jesus finished him, so we need to see what that's about. He already told us all is vanity. We can't seem to grab that either. All is vanity. Everything is meaningless. Until you get God, he's the life, right? That's Jesus. The life, the truth, the way. He's long-suffering, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Want everybody to come to recognize who he is. You know what I'm saying? All right, we got to go back over here to Psalms. Chapter 73 this time. Psalms chapter 73. Let's go there. appreciate everybody tuning in. This is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. I'm your homie Oasis. Just somebody who cuckoo for Christ in 2022. Yeah, and on and on and on and on. Yeah. Hallelujah. Appreciate everybody tuning in. So yeah, let's get some help, man. It's real. And then we're going to even run across the verse, and it might be it. Where the scripture says, they wrote the same thing. Like, why do the wicked prosper? And, you know what I'm saying? We suffer. You can Google it. It's a scripture in here. I got plenty of scriptures. I think I got that one in here, but in case I don't, Google that one. All right? But right now, we in Psalms chapter 73. Yeah, they talk the same way we would. This is humans with a relationship with God. God working in them. And we see how God brings them out when they trust in him. We got to hear what the word is saying and do what it's saying. All right? So, Psalm 73, the word of God is living and it's powerful. Yeah, the word of God is living. You got to know that about his word. It's living, it's powerful, and it's sharper than any two-edged sword. It's so sharp it'll separate the spirit and the soul, shout it. Yeah, the marrow from the bones and all that. All right, Psalm 73, verse 12 says, behold, these are the ungodly who prosper in the world. There it is. They increase in riches. You see this? He said, don't worry about them, though. But check it out. They done wrote the scripture right here, Psalm chapter 73, verse 12. Behold, it says, behold means look. Or, hey, check this out. Hey, guys, check this out. Yeah, behold, that's what behold means. These are the ungodly who prosper. When the last time we had have we ever had a godly president? Think about that. No. Because y'all want to be thinking that the president is the man and all that. I can take it further. When the last time we had a godly pope? Y'all respect him a lot, too. But anyway, these are the ungodly who prosper in the world. It's the spiritual wickedness that's in high places. Ain't none of them representing Jesus Christ. Yeah, they want God out of everything. That's why they'd rather tell you to get a shot in your arm that ain't working instead of telling you to get Jesus. Even the churches, the parking lots are crowded, and I'm talking about his lines during the week and all that stuff like that, not for them to come up there and get Jesus, but for them to come up and get a Moderna or a Pfizer. Come on, bro. Y'all got more faith in that name, in those names, instead of the name of Jesus? See, we got faith in God up in here still. Yeah. And you know, I got faith in God, but he gave us something. No. Mm-mm. It's like, yeah, God gave us scientists, but God. Yeah. He gave us scientists, but I believe in him over scientists. Yeah, but God. Not I believe in God, but I hear what they're saying, but God, I believe in God. So, behold, check this out. These are the ungodly who prosper in the world. They increase in riches. Yeah, why the old folks still running the world? They got that old money. They're rich. But then these generations now, I heard a statistic the other day. They said the generations now, they was talking about the millennials. Y'all can't skip over Generation X. We still up in here, too. All right, but they said on whatever statistic they measured, I can believe them. They said it's that people are growing up now talking about they ain't religious at all. Like, and it ain't about religion, so that's really good because God ain't no religion because people don't believe that the devil is religion. So why are we going to think that Jesus is religion, shout it? Jesus is the Lord. So, but they're growing up, and they're saying they're not religious at all. That means, and plus, how you going to go to church and get any kind of faith or anything? Because that's what religious folks, they wanted to say. But it's the difference between religion and faith. Yeah, religion don't require you to use your faith. Religion requires you to use your works and rituals. Yeah, think about religion comes from Abraham and the maid, Ishmael. Well, it was really Abraham and Sarah because she looked at her, it was Sarah's idea. She looked at her situation and her idea said, go get my maid pregnant. So, that's where works come from. That's religion. Helping God out. Let me get you these works. Maybe God want to do it this way. No. God said, no, I'm going to give you a son by your wife who barren. As a matter of fact, now I'm going to wait till y'all old. Yes, sir. And I'm going to do it like that. Yes, sir. So it's not about our works. We got to learn how to work our faith. You see what I'm saying? It's not about our works. It's about what Jesus already did, what God already did through Jesus for us. Right? So the ungodly prosper in this world. You're telling you this right now, who prospering in this world. They increase in riches. Now, that don't mean God won't increase you now. That don't mean it won't do it. But check this out. I would rather be a malnutritious slave of God, prisoner of God, the Almighty, than to be a fat, well-fed slave or prisoner of Satan. I'm going to say it like that. Yeah, because, you know, the devil offered Jesus the kingdoms of the world and said, all you got to do is bow down and worship me. And Jesus said, no, I ain't worshiping you. I'm going to worship God only. It's written. Yeah, I'm going to do what the Bible says. Yeah, I'd rather be a malnutritious slave or a malnutritious prisoner, a suffering prisoner of God the Almighty, than to be a fat, well-fed slave, prisoner of Satan. Yeah, we don't bow down to Satan for nothing. Just like the Hebrew boys, just like Daniel, and just like Jesus. Put us on the cross, put us on the fire, put us in there with the lion's den, God going to show up. Mark chapter 8 is the next scripture we're going to. Mark chapter 8. Yeah, you want to make sure that when whatever the increase in your life, you got to make sure it's coming from God. Even you doing it for yourself. No. Whatever is not done of faith is sin. That's what the Bible says. Yeah. Yeah, your faith is being tested. That's why we suffer in these bodies, because we'd rather jump out the fire too quick. But if we let patience have its perfect work, it says it's going to bring you out entire and perfect, and you ain't going to be wanting nothing. That means you're going to be fulfilled. And you're going to really be able to say what Psalms 23 says, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. God, he makes me. Yes, sir. God makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still water. He restores my soul. Yea, though we walking through the valley of shadow of death since 2020, right? We walking through the valley of the shadow of death since 2020. Mm-hmm. We will feel no evil, though. Why? Not because we so big and bad, but because God is with us. That's Jesus. Emmanuel. God is with us. All you got to do is say, Jesus. Yeah, bring Jesus to the situation. Yeah, bring Jesus to the situation. But it's good. All right, y'all ready? Mark chapter 8. Go to verse 34. We got a bunch of scriptures, but we don't have whole chapters. And the reason God has led me to give these scriptures, you know, like this, and the heart that he got for me, because I came across a scripture that says faith comes by hearing, and hearing comes by the word of God. So I definitely want, this is a talk show, right? But I definitely want you to hear the word of God over the word of Oasis. No, just hear these scriptures. Mark chapter 8. Let's hear what Jesus is saying. Verse 34. Reading down to verse 37. So Mark chapter 8 verse 34 says, and when he had called the people unto him with his disciples also, Mark chapter 8 verse 34, when he had called the people unto him with his disciples, he said unto them, whoever want to come after me, whoever's going to use their will to come after me, this is Jesus talking to you, talking to all of us. Whoever wants to, whoever's going to use their will to come after me instead of using their will to do themselves, right? Whoever wills come after me, let him deny himself. Yeah, deny your selfish ways. Don't let all your tweets and all your Facebook posts and all that be about you and what you're doing and your accomplishments and all that. Yeah, the Bible says, well, Jesus himself is saying, deny yourself. That's how you know Satan, the one that made all this media stuff, social media stuff, because it makes it easy for you to be selfish. That's for humans. It makes it easy for humans to be selfish, all about me. And feel bad when they don't get no likes and response, especially the young people. But you got adults that feel that same way too. You see what I'm saying? Adults should know better. But adults need Jesus just like young folks need Jesus. So whosoever, don't matter what your age or your color or nothing, whoever will come after me, let him deny himself first. You got to stop being selfish. Can't do what you want to do all the time. That's step one. Step two is take up your cross. Yeah. Jesus telling us how to be successful with him. If you want to come after Jesus, you got to first deny yourself. Then you got to take up your cross. Yeah, that cross. Think about the cross. When Jesus carried it, it was heavy, and it wasn't no smooth it out cross. Yeah, they didn't get a chance to smooth it out like they do with some of the wood, you know, that they use in houses and baseball bats and all that smooth wood. It was rugged. That's what the rugged cross. You know, it had bark and all that in there hanging out, you know, because they disrespecting. They, you know, they treat Jesus like he wasn't nothing. You see what I'm saying? And this is after they beat him, so his skin all open, and then he got to carry this too. You see what I'm saying? They stripped his robe off of him, right? And all that, put a crown of thorns on his head. They beat the brakes off of him with whips and all that. I'm talking about beat him. Then put a rugged cross in front of him. So you got to take up your cross. Just let you know, it's not. This is not the broad and wide way that leads to destruction. This is the straight and narrow. Yeah, this is going to be challenging right here. I just named the cross. We named the cross now. Challenging. After they beat him. So deny yourself. Then you got to take up your own cross. That means whatever God purpose that he got for you, whatever the purpose is that he has for you, you got to go towards that and start doing it. And then that's why you can't look at others. You got to look to God because you got a purpose that God put you here for. And then it says the third part is follow Jesus. And that's getting hard to do too. I talked to my teenage daughter, and she said she got a few friends that she could talk to about Jesus. I talked to the ones that's 12 and under. They said they ain't got no friends that mention Jesus. I said, what the? Yeah. I talked to the teenager that's in high school. She said she got a few friends, about three. You know what I'm saying? Maybe even four. I'll throw that one in there. That she can talk to about Jesus, or they mention that they believe in Jesus. But the ones that's 12 and under, I talked to them, and they said, man, I got no friends that tell me about Jesus so I can talk to them about Jesus. I said, what? Y'all see this godless generation, right? Jesus said, when I come back, will I find faith on the earth? You can Google that one. Jesus asked the question, when I come back, will I find faith on the earth? The world wants God out. The spirit, the rapture and everything that the word rapture is not in there, but the event is all in there. Jesus coming, everything, that's in there. Even the First Thessalonians is still in there. So the event is going to happen. Jesus is coming. And they counting that against him. You see what I'm saying? But we're going to continue to look to Jesus. He's the author. He's the finisher of our faith. Well, man, I'm getting science right. Mark chapter number 8. The word be so good. So whoever want to come after Jesus, Jesus said we got to deny ourselves. That means stop being selfish. It's not about us anymore. We got to take up our crosses. That's our purpose, what God created us for. And we got to continue to follow Jesus. It's not popular, but Jesus is coming. You see what I'm saying? Verse 35. Mark chapter 8, verse 35 says, for whoever will, whoever wants to save his life, what they promising you through these shots, right, humans? You can save your life from the corona. Yeah, right, bro, go on. Y'all said stop the spread in 2020. That must spread all out and everything. You think I'm still going to listen to y'all? You wasn't working back then. For whoever will, whoever wants to save his life, shall lose it. Y'all see this? Scratch the record. You hear that? These are words that's in red in my Bible, so this is what Jesus is saying. Whoever wants to save his life shall lose it, but whoever shall lose his life for my sake. Yeah, the reason I don't trust them because is I trust God. And he never told me to trust man. He, matter of fact, he said, don't put your trust in man. Trust not in princes. Mm-mm, don't even trust in the horses. So don't, yeah, that's a vain hope. Mm-hmm. It's all in his word. God, he never told us to trust humans, but he tells us to trust him. So whoever want to save his life, whosoever will save his life shall lose it. But whosoever shall lose his life for my sake and the gospel's, the same shall save it. That's why I trust God over trusting the shot. And then I see the shot ain't working anyway. Yeah. I trust in God. God said put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand. I still trust that in the blood of Jesus, that still works. Yeah. You know, Jesus is the Lord over the coronavirus. The coronavirus is not the Almighty. So if you lose your life, you do what Jesus says, even if it costs your life literally, you're still going to be on top. Because this earth is not our home anyway. So even if you lose your life for his sake and the gospel's, that's how you save your life, is what Jesus is saying. Yeah, you can't run over these scriptures. We have to stay in these scriptures, take time, meditate on these scriptures, get into them, understand what the word is saying to us, man. Woman, children, and teenage friends. All right, we're in Mark chapter 8. Verse 36 says, for what shall it profit a man, or what shall it profit a human if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? The whole world is not worth your soul. That's why your soul, nothing in this world is, you know, your soul is so valuable. The only thing that God accepts is, and that can purchase it, is the blood of Jesus. That's how priceless your soul is. So while people be selling out, that's what they say, they be selling out, right? People be selling their souls. You see what I'm saying? Jesus talking about souls right here. I tell you, I don't believe it unless it's in the word. Yeah, and then you read Revelation, they talk about souls of men being sold under the, in the same category as flour and incense and stuff, man. In Revelation 18, it names it. You know what I'm saying? But Jesus over here, he's saying, he asking this, what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world, get all the billions, zillions of dollars, all the houses, cars, money, success, and whatever man say that is successful, and he lose his own soul, though? What you really profit if you gain all that and you lose your soul? Your soul is so precious, the only one can bring it and redeem it is God through Jesus. Mm-hmm. Then the next verse says, oh, what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? You standing before God soulless. And the devil got your soul because you sold your soul to the devil on the earth. Yeah, we got some of these, one of these rappers, Kanye, that's what I call him, Kanye West, say he sold his soul to the devil. And then you got plenty of folks before him that said that too, though. But he said it, this generation, this day and age, he said he sold his soul to the devil. He know it was a crappy deal. But at least it came with a few toys like a Happy Meal. That's what he said. But Jesus told Satan to get out of his face. I'm not serving you, for it is written, we're going to worship the Lord, your God, and him only shall you serve. Yeah, we going to do what Jesus do. We going to handle Satan how Jesus. Matter of fact, we going to let Jesus through us handle Satan. Finish him. It is finished. What shall a man profit? What shall a human profit if they gain the whole world? Yeah, the whole world now. That's all the success and everything else, man. The money and everything. The whole world. Jesus went on ahead and said it. Can't outthink Jesus. Jesus said, what if you gain the whole world? You get this whole world and you lose your soul, though. Think about it. Not just $1 million. He said the whole world. I told you, Jesus, look at his mind. His mind. That's almighty mind there. If you gain the whole world and then you still lose your soul, or what shall a human, what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? Verse 38 says, whosoever therefore shall be ashamed of me and of my words in this adulterous and sinful generation. If you're going to cop out and back out and tap out and throw the white flag up on Jesus and give up on Jesus, yeah, that's who he talked to. Let's read it again. Whosoever therefore shall be ashamed of me and of my words in this adulterous, this generation that's adulterous and sinful, you're going to be ashamed of me if I'm the truth. Y'all see what Jesus is saying? Yeah. You're going to be ashamed of me and my words in this adulterous, sinful generation? This generation is the one that's wrong. And you talking to me, you represent me. Yeah. You on the right side, and then you're going to be ashamed of me because they adulterous and they sinful? Then let's see what happens when we do that. All right? It says, of him, whoever that person is, also shall the Son of Man be ashamed when he comes in the glory of his Father with the holy angels. There go proof right there that the rapture is going to take place. But he just said he's coming right now. Yeah, when he comes in the glory of his Father and with his holy angels, he's going to be ashamed of you if you're ashamed of him. And this the generation that's adulterous and sinful. You know what I'm talking about? The devil fools people with the world's glitter and glam, but fools gold, yeah? Hallelujah, that's what it is. It looks real, but it's fake. Go ahead and help me preach. That's what I'm talking about. The Christian writer dropping that wisdom. Yes, sir, in the chat room, the devil fools people with the world's glitter and glam. He offered it to Jesus, remember? But fools gold, yep, that's what it is. It's fools gold. It looks real, but it's fake. God gonna give you what's that real, that truth. Yeah, hallelujah, man. All right, so next scripture we go into is Hebrews chapter 12. Hebrews chapter 12, let's go. Appreciate everybody tuning in. This is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. I'm your homie Oasis. Just somebody who cuckoo for Christ in 2022. Yep. Following Jesus Christ. Hear and do the word. That's how you become successful with God. Hebrews chapter 12. All right. Let's see. Hebrews chapter 12. Go to verse number 2. I'm staying in Hebrews right quick. Get a few scriptures over here from Hebrews. Then we're going to move on. I think we'll take a break. A praise break. Then we'll come back and get into the rest of these scriptures. All right. So let's get into Hebrews right now. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2, and then verse number 6. So Hebrews chapter 12. Yeah, this ain't cherry picking. This is highlighting right here. Okay. We highlight the scriptures, but we always tell you, get into the whole word of God for yourself. The Bible says, study to show yourself approved unto God, not man. So study to show yourself approved unto God. All right. We only have a little bit of time, even though it'd be 2 hours, but it go by so quick. Cause we're on 30 minutes already. You see what I'm saying? I still got plenty of scriptures to go. All right. But yeah, we got 30 minutes left on the broadcast already. See, 2 hours be gone. So that's why I can only just give certain verses, highlight these verses. All right, Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2 says, looking unto Jesus, this is how we make it through. Stop looking at the suffering. Yes, I seen something on Instagram from somebody who ain't selfish, but their Instagram was about Jesus, but it was a picture, and it said, it had Jesus saying, focus on me, not the storm. And it made me think about Peter when he was walking on water. And first he was walking, and then he began to sink because he started focusing on the storm, and that's real, though. As long as we focus on God, and see, that's what Satan be trying to do. He's trying to knock your focus off, but Jesus said, I give you authority and power over all the power of the devil. So, yeah, we ain't got to let him change our focus. We're going to fight back. Put on the whole armor of God. That's what we do. So that you may be able to stand against all the wiles of the devil, yeah. Above all, take the shield of faith, too. You quench every dart. So always keep your faith in God. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2, looking unto Jesus. He's the prime example. The author and finisher of our faith. The one that started your faith and finishing your faith in him. Yeah, this is what this is all about. Jesus, J-E-S-U-S, too, yep. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. You can always look to Jesus at any time in your life, young, old, whatever, in between, yeah. Who for the joy that was set before him. He has some joy before him, too. God said, I put life and death before all y'all. Then God tells us, choose life. He said, I'll give you peace that pass all understanding. But if you're going to sit up here and focus on you got to keep your mind on him. If you're going to focus on your problems, you're going to mess up. Yeah, keep your mind on him for the perfect peace. All right. So who before him endured the cross, the joy that was set before him, Jesus endured the cross. He endured. That's a key word right there. Endure. Capital E, capital N, capital D, and then you can make all the rest of them small. Yeah, endured, though. Got to go to the end. Make it to the end. The author and finisher of our faith. To the end. Endure. So he endured the cross. Remember about that cross now. It's rough. Despising the shame. He hate the shame of it. And it's set down, though. He's set down right now. when we do things God's way, he bring us out victorious. Now, Jesus is sitting down at the right hand of the throne of God right now. Yeah. All that he had to go through on the earth. The suffering can't compare to the glory. We starting to understand it now, right? The suffering can't compare to the glory that shall be revealed. Go to verse 6. Yeah, Hebrews chapter 12. Verse 6 says, for whom the Lord loves, he chastens. That's another part of suffering, too. Yeah, this is another part of suffering for us. Yeah, we can't look at suffering the same way. You will never look at your pain the same again, I'm telling you. Yeah, look at it through God's eyes. For whom the Lord loves, he chastens and scourges, not abuse, every son whom he loves, or whom he receives, I'm sorry. Yeah, he corrects, he chastens, he scourges every son whom he receives. Yeah, whom the Lord loves, he corrects them. He disciplines them. That's what a disciple is, disciplined by God. You got to allow your faith to be disciplined. Yeah, by God the Almighty, the author and finisher of our faith. Yeah, God with us, that's Jesus Christ. All right, so that's Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2, verse 6. Now go to chapter 3. Hebrews chapter 3, and then Hebrews chapter 5 after that. So Hebrews chapter 3, let's go over there. From chapter 12 to chapter 3. Once you find chapter 3, go to verse, right there, verse 1. It says, wherefore, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling, consider the apostle. You got the prime example you can always look to. Consider the apostle and high priest of our profession, Jesus Christ, or Christ Jesus. Yeah, consider him. Look to the one who started this. Yeah, and go finish it. You started this with Jesus, go finish it, right? Look to him. Now, Hebrews chapter 5, go over two more chapters. Behind chapter 3. Hebrews chapter 5, go to verse 8. That's why we got to look to Jesus. I hope y'all writing these verses down too, because they go together like a puzzle. Mm-hmm. It says, look at verse 8. Yeah, look to Jesus. Why? Because it's going to give us some understanding. It's going to give us some peace and hope and help to get us through. Hebrews chapter 5, verse 8 says, though he were a son, yet he learned obedience by the things which he suffered. What? Yeah. Though he was a son, yet he learned obedience by the things that he suffered. Oh, my goodness. I don't even want to stop. Put a bookmark in Hebrews chapter 11. We're going to come back. We got to go two more places, then we're going to come back, then we're going to take a break. All right? So, put a bookmark there, or you can just go back and follow it like I'm about to. But let's go from Hebrews chapter 5, verse 8, which is a good one. Highlight that one in your Bible, man. It's going to help you out. Though he were a son, he the son, right? Yet he learned obedience. He what? He learned obedience. The trying of our faith give you patience, right? Then he learned in obedience by the things which he suffered. He learned how to obey God. That's what, when you're going through stuff, don't that get you close to God? Yeah. He a present help in the time of trouble, too. You going through stuff, you be praying like never before, fasting. I ain't never fasted before. Let me go ahead and I need to hear from God fast. Let me see if it's going to make me hear from him fast, you know. I'm telling you, get in them situations. But if God is for you, who can be against you? That goes for your problems and circumstances and situations, too. So though he was a son, yet you are a son, you are a daughter. Yeah, yeah, you belong to God, so no male and female in him, in the spirit. So though you are a son, yeah, not humanly speaking, but spiritually speaking, yeah. He learned obedience. You learned obedience, too, just like Jesus, by the things that you suffer, because God corrects those whom he accepts. We just read all that. Philippians chapter number 2. The author and finisher of our faith, the ultimate one. Can't look to humans. You see that now. Everything we thought we can trust in, God showed us some from 2020. Yep, you can't trust in none of this. He's been telling us, though. But some of us ain't want to listen. He had to show us, boy, you can't, y'all cannot trust anything but me. That's what I put you here for. Philippians chapter 2, verse 5 says, let this mind be in you. Yeah. which was also in Christ Jesus. Yeah, let the mind that Christ Jesus had, let that same mind be in you. Now, 1 Corinthians, then we go on to Hebrews 11, then we on break. And we'll come right back. Yeah. I think I'm more than halfway finished. What, we got 23 minutes left? I got all that in 7 minutes, so that was cool. All right, that's cool. I think we're going to get all this in. So Hebrews, I mean, I'm sorry, 1 Corinthians chapter 2. That's what we're going right now. 1 Corinthians chapter number 2. We live in an instant society. We want everything fast, right? And quick, right? Fast food, yep. We don't want to wait for anything, not even salvation, right now. We want Jesus to come back now. But God's wisdom knows that many would be lost if he did. Yeah, it's going to be many lost anyway, though. You know what I'm saying? He given all a chance to receive salvation before the time of his return. That's true. It's his love and mercy that renews every morning. Amen. That's true. That is the truth. All right, we're going to 1 Corinthians chapter number 2, verse 16. For who has known the mind of the Lord, right? It said get the mind of Christ, right? Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Put on the helmet of salvation. They got everything to protect your mind too, right? For who has known the mind of the Lord, though? 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 16. For who has known the mind of the Lord, that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. We ain't trying to instruct him. We get our instructions from him. Yeah, we have the mind of Christ. Hallelujah. Who has known the mind of the Lord? The Spirit, that's it. But who has known the mind of the Lord that they may instruct him? Some people want to instruct God. Some people now, they're so arrogant and prideful. Yeah, they're so smart that they're stupid. Because he who hates correction is stupid. They think they know it all. They think they know more than God, man. Google know more than man, and man wouldn't put Google together. How that work? Google knows more than man, and man wouldn't put Google together. But Google is not all-knowing. It don't know more than God. Because man put Google together, right? We be running to Google quick. Siri, Alexa, uh-oh. Let's go. Where we going? Hebrews chapter 11. Hebrews chapter 11. You better call Jesus' name. Talk to him. Yeah, you talking to Siri and Alexa, and you saying, okay, Google, right? But then you turn around and you texting your real human people that you're supposed to be talking to. You turn around and text them, though. You should be texting the computer, texting Google. You want to push the microphone, huh? And then you want to text your human folks that need to hear your voice. Because these text messages, you can't hear the emphasis on what people are saying. And sometimes you misunderstand text messages, man. Like, no, man, I wasn't saying it like that. Well, I couldn't hear you, shout. I just was reading what you said. Yeah, maybe you should call them instead. And stop talking to Google and Alexa and Siri so much. Call your real people. You know what I'm talking about? That makes sense, don't it? Not these days. Oh, yeah, backwards world we live in. And I ain't living, I'm not in the backwards stuff. Mm-mm. We're the upright. We're the righteous ones. Hebrews chapter 11, before we take a break, verse 24, reading down to verse 27. So Hebrews chapter number 11, and this is a good chapter for faith because the whole chapter is all about faith in God and what God would do when you put your faith in him. And it got regular humans and what God did because they obeyed him and they believed him. And then this thing, so, man, let me get into it before I get ahead of myself. They didn't even receive the promise and they kept believing God. Like, yeah. Hebrews chapter 11. Verse 24 says, by faith Moses, when he was come to years, Moses did this. He refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter. He refused to take the easy way. He had it made. He living like an Egyptian. But his heart, he's still who he is. He's an Israelite, right? Choosing rather, verse 25 says, choosing rather to suffer. Moses chose rather to suffer. He chose to suffer. He chose to be a malnutritious slave of God. Follower of Christ, right? Then it'll be a fat, well-fed, prosperous, yeah, slave of Satan. Yeah, whose side you on? But Moses chose rather to suffer affliction. And affliction, that's going to pain right now. Yeah, affliction, that's pain. Afflicted, brother, that don't feel good. When God testing your faith, it don't feel good. But that's why he let you know, count it all joy. Don't get mad with me. You told me to have my way, and I'm finna do it. Don't get mad with me, because I'm going to bring you out. But the way it's going to bring you out, it's going to have you shining like that pure gold, right? Brighter than that, though. Yeah, come through the fire of God. Let him do what he do. Choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God now. That lets you know the people of God, we suffer affliction, right? But God work it all out for our good. So he chose rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. A season. Seasons last, what, 3 months now? 3.5 maybe? Used to be 4, ain't it? I don't know. 3 something. They done changed. This winter, our winter so crazy down here in Georgia, bro, please. You got to wear flip-flops, shorts, long johns, sun visor, and a scully, a jacket, and a tank top in the same week. Like, it's crazy. Like, what the? Is it winter? Is it beach, bro? Is it snow time? Like, golly. It's crazy, man. You know what I'm saying? So seasons pass. They change. They fleeting, right? So he chose rather to suffer affliction. So that suffering and affliction, I hear you, Father, right now, letting us know that the suffering and affliction, that passes too. God, hallelujah. It don't let your trouble don't last. It does not last always. Yeah, he chose rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. The suffering only lasts for a season, right? Let's go to verse 26. Esteeming, counting the reproach of Christ, or the offensiveness to non-believers, that's reproach. Offensive to non-believers. Christ is offensive to non-believers, to those who rejected Jesus. But this light, they don't like when you talk about Jesus. But Moses esteemed the reproach of Christ, the dislike of Christ, as greater riches, being disliked because you follow Jesus. He said that's greater riches than the treasures that's in Egypt, and he had all the treasures in Egypt. And he said the suffering of God's people is greater treasure than the treasure in Egypt. And this Egypt fed all the people. Wow. He said the suffering for God is better than all the treasures in Egypt, right? For he had respect unto the recompense of the reward, the way that God going to bring you out. Our ultimate destination, we want to go to heaven, right? Heaven got so much, it is so much better than this world. And then you don't get hell every day in this world either. And we walking through this valley of the shadow of death, God with us. You better recognize God is with you in every situation. So he looked to the recompense of the reward. Yeah. The ultimate, the big payback and the big back pay too. The big payback and the big back pay, I'm sorry, back pay. So, verse 27, by faith, yeah, not by his religion, that don't work, not by a shot, not by what a president saying, or science, or what science saying, the doctor saying, no, this is by faith. You better know, you live by faith and not by sight. Faith is real. Faith is not religion. By faith in God, right? He forsook Egypt. He left. Faith caused him to do something real in the physical. What did he do? By faith, he forsook Egypt. He left Egypt. Not fearing the wrath of the king. He didn't want to be known as Pharaoh's son or grandson. For he endured as seeing him who is invisible. That's what faith makes you do. It makes you live through life and through every situation as seeing God. He endured as seeing him who is invisible. He endured as seeing him who is invisible. Yeah, he invisible, but I'm enduring. I'm living life like I see him because I see him by the things that he's doing. His invisible attributes are clearly seen. They're clearly seen, being understood by the things that he already made. This is some good stuff, man. We'll be right back when Hip Hop Meets the Christ. We appreciate you tuning in. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. Yeah. Y'all ain't know this suffering broadcast going to be that good, did you? Why do we suffer? And they prosper. God got this, man. You know what I'm talking about? We'll be right back after these messages.
Oh, yeah. Christ mix. We about to bring that good book up in this thing.
yeah. So sit back, relax, kick your shoes off, man. If you're riding in your car, turn your radio all the way up, man. We about to hit y'all with that good book. Yeah, let go.
I don't need no hook, I just feel gone good. I don't need no hook, I just feel gone good. I don't need no hook, I just feel gone good.
Want to give up, but you got to keep going. You got to be patient with God.
You got to pray. You got to keep praying. You ain't gonna want, you might not even feel like it, but keep praying. You know what I'm saying? Use faith in God. Look at Job, man. Job. We've been saying it wrong. We've been saying the job. J-O-B, Job. Look at him. I'm talking about God. I took him through some stuff, but brought him out good. Every time God take you through something, he bring you out good too. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, man, got to be patient with God. Got to keep your hope in God. Got to keep your faith in God. Got to learn to trust God. Got to learn to obey God, and then keep trusting and obeying and waiting on God. So let's go. James, we did already. Okay, James chapter 5. Let's go right there. James chapter 5. James chapter number 5. Starting at verse 7. James chapter 5. And this is one of the lessons I learned this week right here. And it really inspired this, the whole broadcast. Right? These scriptures right here, James chapter 5, verse 7 and verse 8, it explains a lot. Especially about us and we going through it with this long suffering. So let's read it. James chapter 5, verse 7 says, "Be patient, therefore, brethren." Yeah, this is to the believers. Brethren, you following Jesus? All right. "Be patient, therefore, brethren, unto the coming of the Lord." He's coming to get God's spirit off the earth. He's coming to work your situation out for your good. He's coming, yeah, with the blessings, all right? So be patient, therefore, brethren, unto the coming of the Lord. Behold, it says, look, yeah, behold. Remember, behold means, hey, guys, check this out. I got that from Home Alone, you know, Kevin. Yeah. Hey guys, check this out. So behold means, hey guys, check this out. The husbandmen, look at the husbandmen or farmers. Okay, the husbandmen, the farmers, the caregivers. All right, they wait for the precious fruit of the earth, right? We don't even wait for food. We just go and get it, right? They be waiting for it to produce. So the farmers, the husbandmen, waits for the precious fruit of the earth and have long patience for it. You see this? Do you see this? Not only do they have patience, I tell you, we recognize that it's different levels to patience. It says they have long patience. So hold on. Be patient. Therefore, brethren, we in James chapter 5, verse 7, be patient, brethren, until the coming of the Lord. Behold the husbandmen. Look at the husbandmen. This is the example. The farmers, they wait for the precious fruit of the earth. We waiting for the precious fruit of the God of heaven now, but they waiting for the precious fruit of the earth and have long patience for it. Look at what they using their patience for. They got long patience for it until he received the early and latter rain. Uh-oh. Yeah, the early and latter, the early blessings that we received last year, remember? Around October, we started seeing them, or November, but October, I had to go through a little bit more. Yeah, and then it says the latter, though, the early blessings and the latter blessings. They want it to be all the way, yeah, all the way till its full potential, right? That's the same thing God wants with us in our faith. Yeah, have some long patience with God. Not only be patient, have some long patience. Because you got a long suffer, here goes some long patience with the long suffering in. Until you receive the early and latter rain. Some of us, we want to get it, and that was me, I was guilty. Got there early and tried to run with it. He said, hold on, cuz, sit your behind back down. I got some more to give you. You try to run off the earth just the early, bro. Well, I got the latter part to give you, too. I tell you, I did that myself, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, darn. I went through that myself. Got the early and tried to take off. He said, hold on, cuz. Sit your behind right back down. I got some ladder rain that you don't know nothing about. That's good. We always growing in God. He's all-knowing, not us. Yeah, be humble enough for God to, you know, humble you and listen to him. So verse 8 says, be you, or you also be patient, right? The same way, long patience with God. Because you're looking for the early and the latter blessing. You want everything, right? It says, establish your hearts, for the coming of the Lord draws near. And that's the big ultimate right there, the coming of the Lord. Yeah, Jesus is coming. And that's why the Spirit is saying back now, come, Lord Jesus. Because we have been hearing Jesus is coming, right, for a long time. The Spirit now saying, come, Lord Jesus. Yeah, Revelation. The Spirit saying, come, Lord Jesus. everything, look at the prophecies being fulfilled. We done cracked the first, all five of them seals gone. The six, we between the sixth and the seventh seal, I believe. Yeah. When I come back, will I find faith on the earth? Those are words from Jesus. So, where we went? James chapter 5, verse 7 to 8. Go to verse 10. Verse 10 says, take my brethren, the apostles, I mean the prophets. Look at the prophets who have spoken in the name of the Lord for an example. Let's go another example. Look at the prophets. All right? For an example of suffering, affliction, and of patience. So when we're suffering with God, yeah, we got to be patient. And we still got to obey, but you got to be patient. So every time you suffer or go through a test, here goes the patience now. That's how we get through it. That's how you ace the test. And you pass it and you move on, because God is the best teacher in the world. He's going to let you take that test until you pass it. Yeah, that's right. He's very patient. He'll sit there and give you to say, here you go. Here go a test again, cuz. You're going to pass it this time. I know you can. I told you, God, your biggest cheerleader. Better get to know him. So look at the prophets who spoke in the name of the Lord for an example of suffering affliction. Because that it'd be painful. The affliction, that's painful. You're going to feel that. And of patience, though. That's how you counteract the patience. Verse 11 says, behold, we count them happy. You see this? It said, count it all joy. Here go another scripture. Behold, we count them happy which endure. Every one of us who endures, this is for us, we count them happy who endure. Make it to the end. Don't give up. See, a lot of teams, and we got one personally, they'll come out fired up the first two quarters, but they got two more quarters, and they don't, the fire going out by the first, I mean the last two quarters. Yeah, that's them Falcons, Atlanta Falcons. Yeah, I jabbed them. I went on ahead and uppercut them. I burnt them. Sick burn. Ba-doom. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yeah. But anyway, behold, we count them happy which endure, though. The ones that endure make it to the end. That's the whole point. Four quarters, not just two. Make it to the end. You have heard of the patience of Job. Uh-oh, look at God back me up. You have heard of the patience of Job. Everybody who's not called in right now, you got 90 seconds to call in, or the broadcast will be cutting off on you live. But we will be still on here. So the call-in number, 563-999-3702, if you want to call in. 563-999-3702. You know what I'm talking about? Less than a minute. Well, yeah, a minute to call in. 563-999-3702. We got a few more scriptures we're going to, so we're going to go over a little bit today. One more time, 563-999-3702, if you want to continue this live. Because we still got a few more scriptures up in here. All right, so James chapter number, where we at? James chapter 5, verse 11 says, behold, we count them happy which endure. You have heard of the patience of Job and have seen the end of the Lord, that the Lord is very pitiful. Yeah, he's full of mercy, right? And of tender mercy. He's pitiful and of tender mercy. He show love, man. Yeah, he feels so, here you go. I feel sorry for you. You had to go through that. But that's how I work, though. That's how God be. You had to go through that, but that's how I work, man. Just don't complain. Do what I tell you. Yeah, I'm the author and finisher. I'm going to do this. You got to go through this fire, man. Quit jumping out, humans. Verse 13. Go to verse 13. It says, is any among you afflicted? You got that pain? Let him pray. Yeah. Is any merry? If you happy, you joyful, let them sing psalms then. Yeah, sing those psalms. Psalms. You see psalms? We was in psalms earlier. Sing psalms. I know I met one person. Oh, easy. He would sing those psalms for real, though. He would actually sing them instead of reading them and stuff. But the Bible, he ain't doing nothing wrong. It say sing psalms. Is anyone merry? Let them sing psalms. Not songs, but psalms and songs, you know, that let you know you can sing those psalms. P-S-A-L-M-S, Psalms, in your Bible. All right, now, where we going? Next verse, we're going to, so be patient with God, pray, use faith. So let's go see some examples of faith in Hebrews chapter 11. Hebrews chapter 11. Go over a few chapters. Hebrews is right in front of James. So Hebrews chapter 11. We looked at a few verses of over here earlier, didn't we? So, yeah, let's go. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1 says, now faith. See that? About to tell us what faith is, because we got to use it. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for. Yeah, hopeful in God. The evidence of things not seen, what God doing. Remember, he's invisible, but you can see his works, because that's the evidence. You can see his works. You can see what he's doing, but you can't see him. The evidence of things not seen. You got evidence. You can't see him, though. But you can see what he's doing. That's how you know he's real. You can experience what he's doing. Verse 6. Go to verse 6. Hebrews 11 and 6 says, but without faith, it is impossible to please him. So you got to have faith. Because without faith, it's impossible. It ain't going to work to please him. Can't please God without faith. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that comes to God must believe that he is. Got to believe that he is God and that he is a rewarder. Yeah, of them that diligently seek him. So he is God. You got to believe that. And you got to believe that he will reward you when you are doing what he's saying. Yeah, of them that diligently seek him. When you do what he's saying. Do things his way. Hebrews chapter number 11, go to verse 13. It says, these all died in faith. They all kept their faith in God. They died in faith. Wow. These all died in faith, not having received the promise. So they still have faith, even though they didn't receive the promise. Y'all see how faith and promise go together, right? The promises of God come from us having faith in God. So these all died in faith, not having received the promises. They didn't get the promises, but they seen them, though. They have seen them, having seen them afar off, they saw it. God showed it to them, and they were persuaded of them too. That's how they kept faith. They saw them afar off, they were persuaded of them, and they embraced them and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. You following Christ, that's how you're going to be in your heart. You're going to feel like a stranger. You're going to feel like a pilgrim on the earth. Are you an outcast? I know I am. Yeah, that ain't so bad, because God will take them outcasts and put them on display. Y'all see this Bible talking to you, right? If you feel like a stranger and a pilgrim on the earth, okay. You got something to do with God right there. Look at that. Your faith in the promises of God. All right, so that's Hebrews chapter 11. That was verse 13. I'm going to read it again because that helped me out a lot, too. And I know it's helping y'all, too, right? It says, these all died in faith. They didn't die doubting or out of faith. These all died in faith when they left the earth. They still had faith. Not having received the promises either. They didn't get the promises, but they kept faith in God. But they saw them. They haven't seen them afar off, because sometimes God will show you, he'll tell you something, what's going to happen in the future or what have you. And sometimes he'll show us something that can happen for our children. But it'll get us to working on it so it can be set up right when we leave and our children can go ahead and finish it. All right, so having seen them afar off, were persuaded of them and embraced them and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. Wow. And look at the next verse. The ones that say they're strangers and pilgrims on the earth, right, don't fit in. For they that say such things, the ones that say this, they declare plainly that they seek a country. Like, I know the earth ain't my home, man. That's why you feel like that. It's more to life than what they're giving us and what they're showing us, right? They seek another country. Yeah, whose maker and builder is God. We seeking heaven, man. Go to verse 39. Verse 39 and verse 40. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 39. Says, and these all having obtained a good report. They also obtained a good report, because we count them happy who endure, right? So these all having obtained a good report through faith, received not the promise. They still didn't get the promise. Why? Because look at verse 40. Here's why they didn't get the promise yet. Verse 40 says, God having provided some better thing for us, for everybody, right? Going to include all of us. God having provided something better. If God takes something away from you, he got something better for you. If God tell you to give something up, he got something better for you. Don't miss out on the better, because you got this and it's so good to you. If God said give it up, give it up, Charlie. God having provided some better thing for us, that they without us should not be made perfect. We all gonna be made perfect at the same time. He ain't leaving none of us out. Use faith. That's all that whole chapter about is faith. Hebrews 11. That's why it's so strong. All right. I'm trying to push this thing. We getting there though. Let's go to Psalms 34. Like I said, I don't have any whole chapters, but had these scriptures that, you know, these spiritual vitamins right here. These build our faith up. You know what I'm talking about? Are we taking vitamins to build our immune system up? You know what I'm saying? Eating fruit and all that, eating healthy to keep us, you know, strong. But this going to build your faith up. Yeah. Spiritual vitamins. Psalms chapter 34. One verse from over here. Verse 19 says, many are the afflictions. Told you. Got a lot of them. Many are the afflictions of the righteous. Yeah, this ain't that you get a car. You get $1 million. No, this that real right here. Many are the afflictions. You're going to go through a lot of pain, right? The suffering of the righteous. But guess what? Look at what it says. Many are the afflictions of the righteous. It don't end there. It says, but, remember, but is like hitting the delete button. So that's why you got to say, but God, but the Lord. You can't say, I believe in the Lord, but, because that's the delete button. Many are the afflictions of the righteous. Yeah, we go through a lot of pain, a lot of suffering, but the Lord delivers him out of them all. The Lord is always right there fighting for you, bringing you out, hoping God, trusting him, right? Psalms 37, go over a couple of chapters, or three of them. Psalms 37, verse 1. Yeah, we read a little bit of this earlier. Worry not. That's what fret means. Fret not, worry not. Okay? Stress not yourself because of evildoers. Neither be you envious against the workers of iniquity. Don't be envious of because they keep putting them their fake glamour and fame on there trying to make you want to be like them on what you see on TV. That's fake. Be yourself. Mm-hmm. Don't be envious. They work in iniquity, all right? Verse 2, Psalms 37 says, for they shall soon be cut down like grass. Look at that. All that fortune and fame. For they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as the green herb. Verse 3, trust in the Lord, though, and do good. So you shall dwell in the land, and verily you shall be fed. Yeah. Delight yourself also in the Lord. Don't stress. Delight yourself. Be happy when it's time to go spend time with God. Yeah. Be unhappy without it. Like, I want to go spend time with him. Delight yourself also in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of your heart. If you delight in him, he's going to give you the desires of your heart. And then it says, commit your way. So that's trust in the Lord, delight yourself in him, then commit your way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. Trust in him, he going to do it. So we trust in God. Romans chapter 8, verse 18. I'm going to move a little bit quicker now so we can get up out of here. Romans chapter 8, verse 18. I got to highlight these verses for you. I told you, these spiritual vitamins, you got to take all these, man. You used to be at a buffet eating everything, right? So we just pass out these vitamins and cut up these little rib tips right quick and give them to you. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, little steak tips or whatever you want to eat. You know what I'm talking about? Some of y'all, we don't want to eat vegetables. I chop up a little squash for you. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, we got you. Romans chapter 8. Yeah, this is spiritual food. This feeds our faith right here. Romans chapter 8, verse 18 says, for I reckon that the sufferings of this present time, what you are going through now, remember, whenever you're going through something, it's temporary. Yeah, the good days outweigh the bad days. Okay, and God will turn every bad day into a good day, too. He work everything out for your good when you love him. So I reckon that the sufferings of this present time might be suffering right now, but it's not worthy to be compared with the glory. It's not worthy. The suffering can't compare to the glory. Every time God take you through something, right, he bringing out patience. He bringing out obedience, right? So it can't compare to the glory which shall be revealed in us. The suffering can't compare to the obedience. The suffering can't compare to the patience that God is revealing in us and through us, right? Look at verse 28. And we know that all things work together for good. There you go. Right there, Romans chapter 8, verse 28, letting you know God work everything out for your good, Charlie, and Tolly. Romans chapter 8, verse 28, and we know that all things work together. All things work together for good to them that love God. Do you love God? To them who are the called according to his purpose. Are you by his business? All right. 2 Corinthians chapter, I didn't even put a chapter on that, so we're going to skip that one. 1 Peter. We got three more places we going, so we about to get up out of here. So 1 Peter, both of these in Peter, though. And then we got one going to Isaiah. We'll end it over there in Isaiah. So appreciate everybody tuning in. This is When Hip Hop Meets Christ. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. We up in here. We about to get up out of here. So 1 Peter chapter 3 and verse 17. 1 Peter. I'll tell you, I'm going to speed up a little bit. 1 Peter chapter 3. Verse 17. Make sure you're in the 1 Peter. Chapter 3. One verse. Verse 17 says, for it is better if the will of God be so. It's better if that's what God wants you to do and that's what he's taking you through. Right? For it is better if the will of God be so that you suffer for doing well or suffer for doing good than for doing evil. It's better to suffer for doing good than for doing evil, shall it? Because if you suffer for doing well, that's going to change. The suffering going to turn out to glory. Parts of the glory is obedience and patience, right? That's just parts of it. And don't stop there. You see what I'm saying? But if you suffer for doing evil, when you get the consequences of that, that ain't going to stop. Because the righteous, the just man falls seven times and get back up, but the wicked falls into mischief. So it is better if it be the will of God that you suffer for doing well than for doing evil. So that's better. We kind of happy. Remember these scriptures, man. These some good things. These some good ones. 2 Peter chapter 3. So we just leave in 1 Peter chapter 3. Go to 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 8. It says, but beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing, that one day is with the Lord as a thousand years. Yeah, know this about God. Now, don't be ignorant of this. And remember this. One day is with the Lord as a thousand years. And a thousand years as one day. Last but not least verse. Mm-hmm. Well, I got two more. I didn't even see that one. But you don't have to go there. I can just read it for you. We got to go to Isaiah chapter 40. Then there's one more after this. I didn't see it, but I see it now, and I know why God did that too. Hallelujah. So here we go. Isaiah chapter 40. Verse 31 says, but they that wait upon the Lord. When you're waiting on God, guess what you do? Remember the glory that comes from it? Patience, right? Obedience comes from suffering. Patience comes from suffering. I'm talking about with God, though. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Renewing your strength comes from when you're waiting on God. Yeah, long suffering with God. You're renewing your strength. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. You're going to get some wings like eagles now. Eagles got some big old wings. I read that the eagle's wingspan is like 6 feet. So that's a 6 foot tall man. You know what I'm talking about? The eagle wing that long. That's why they don't have to flap so much. And that's probably another reason they don't fly in flocks either. And they can fly to them altitudes. So that's what God comparing you to when you're waiting on him. An eagle shouted. Let's read it from the top. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 31. But they that wait upon the Lord, whoever waiting upon the Lord, you're going to renew your strength. You shall mount up with wings as eagles. You shall run and not be weary. And you shall walk and not faint. See that? You're not going to get tired. Eagles don't fly in flock. They ain't got to flap as hard as them other birds. Mm-hmm. They go at altitudes that other birds can't fly. The eagle is the king of the birds. And then them hawks, they something serious too. But he said eagles right here. I believe the hawks may be in the eagle family though. So remember that. And if you want to really know what happens when you wait upon God, Go really look into the life of an eagle. Go look at the benefits and the inspiration from the eagles to the humans. You'll see why God said eagles and not vultures or pigeons. All right, Psalms chapter 27 and verse 14, and we end them right here today. Appreciate your patience. See that? See how God taught patience even through the broadcast. Appreciate your patience. We was a little bit longer than usual, but it's all good because it's all God. Psalms chapter 27 and verse 14, it says, wait on the Lord. Told you, you got to hear what he's saying, then you got to do it. Wait on God. Wait on the Lord. Excuse me. Be of good courage. While you're waiting, be of good courage. Be bold. Don't be scared. Be of good courage. You are a lion. You are a lion because Jesus is the Lion of Judah. So wait on the Lord. You got the Almighty with you. He's the Lord. Lord means that's the number one warrior, too. Yeah, that's warrior. Lord. Yeah, Lord over heaven, Lord over earth, Lord over hell. He warrior. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, too. And he shall strengthen your heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Father, thank you for your scriptures. Thank you for the understanding. Thank you for the faith. And I pray that you would water the seed that was planted, the seeds that were planted today. Let it produce a great harvest for you and your kingdom, Father, and for your glory in the almighty name of Jesus, we pray. Hallelujah. Get your glory, Lord. Amen. This has been When the Hip Hop Meets the Christ. I'm your homie Oasis. Today's topic, why do we suffer and they prosper? So we can learn obedience. So we can learn patience. You know what I'm talking about? Obedience to God. So God can renew our strength. You know what I'm talking about? So we can get that glory. Oh, okay, y'all got to listen to the broadcast. All right, but remember this. Be patient with God. Always pray. Use faith in God. Yeah. Always hope in God. Always trust God. Because waking on God. Well, that's some good benefits when you do that. Get at you next time. When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Peace.
Know Jesus with me, Jesus, every day. That right?
I know Jesus with me every
Jesus.
I know Jesus with me every day.
Jesus.
I know Jesus with me every I know Jesus every day. Every day. I know Jesus with me. Every
yes,
I know
yes,
Jesus
yes,
with me
yes,
every day
yes,
I know
nah.
Jesus with me every
yes,
I know
nah.
Jesus every day
yeah I know that Jesus with me I believe now I can see every little thing he done for me now I got to praise you G-O-D G-O-D God on deck, G-O-D, respect the King, he's Lord of Lords and King of Kings, we lift him high, you know what I mean? I'ma give him glory, you should too, I'ma ask you one more time what you gon' do, sitting over there stuck like you have no clue, get this Jesus and keep it true, he died for your sins, your mama and grandma too, thank you Jesus, hallelujah, respect and due, Father have your way, never stay on the path that you pay, we know that God is with us, yes Jesus still saves, oh so much pain, enough to make you insane, the suffering can't compare to glory. Hold on to the great I am. Jesus really is coming. He is the Lion and the Lamb.
I know Jesus with me every
Jesus.
I know Jesus with me every day.
Jesus.
I know Jesus with me every I know Jesus every day. Every day. I know Jesus with me every
yes,
I know
yes,
Jesus
yes,
with me
yes,
every day
yes,
I know
nah.
Jesus with me every
yes,
I know
nah.
Jesus every day every
Satan
day
tricking people he acting like he winning he weak couldn't take me from God while I was out there sinning the blood of Jesus, against anything that's evil Satan destroys kills and lies don't let him deceive you I am God's
warrior
spiritual warfare for show I am God's warrior I'm kicking in Satan's front door I'm uploading the truth you cannot have God's youth we lift Jesus Christ higher cause Jesus is the truth. Understand God's word. Yes, God is love. God's still with me. We did. We tight like a glove. The world make me wanna fuck, cause I have no fear. Gonna keep pushing God's word till the signal is clear. You hear? I know Jesus with me every Jesus. I know Jesus with me every day. Jesus. I know Jesus with me every. I know Jesus every day. Every day I know Jesus with me. Every
yes,
I know
yes,
Jesus
yes,
with me
yes,
every day
yes,
I know
nah.
Jesus with me every
yes,
I know
nah.
Jesus every day, every day.
Jesus got all power and all authority too. I'm gonna focus on him, not what these fools trying to do. A real war going on. Look past what your eyes can see. Don't ignore Jesus, he's still saying look to me. We live by faith, and if that's the case, focus on the Lord Jesus Christ or stay lost in the maze. When your situation in life is bigger than you, it's still smaller than your God, and he's bringing you through. Just let him handle it, rest. He knows best. He sent his son here blessed. No need to stress. I'm just gonna let everybody know the real truth. Satan was messing with me now, bro. He's missing the tooth. The truth.
I know Jesus with me every. I know Jesus with me every day. I know Jesus with me every. I know Jesus every day. Every day I know Jesus with me every
yes,
I know
yes,
Jesus
yes,
with me
yes,
every day
yes,
I know
nah.
Jesus with me every
yes,
I know
nah.
Jesus every day. Every day
this is the godly side of it, you know what I mean? The main thing we want to do is exalt Jesus. When hip hop meets the Christ, every Saturday at 11 a.m. Eastern, letting everybody know that all hip hop is not the same, all hip hop is not negative. Yes, it is real, it is thorough, it is raw. And it is truly, totally his, it's his power, man, his influence. So we just let him lead it however he leads it. I'm an oasis because of the living water that lives inside of us. We go all in for the Lord, man. We love the Lord over there. We represent him. Main thing we want to do is exalt